The big story we talked about, the Garth Brooks allegations of sexual assault against a woman, which he's completely denied and said it's extortion for money. You know what I said to my wife? I said, can't you just bang Trisha Yearwood and be happy? I mean, I literally said that. I was so flabbergasted when I saw
it. You sent your kids out of the room.
I said, can't you just bang? And I didn't even say bang. I said the worst word.
The vernacular?
The vernacular.
The crude vernacular?
I said, can't you just be happy banging Ms. Yearwood? I mean, is it too much to ask?
You know, some will say that, you know, he met Ms. Yearwood.
Oh, I know. He's cheating. Well.
So cheaters cheat.
That's what my wife said.
And part of the allegation, too, because Biggie's just learning these, you know, and Kelly, you probably have read more about it than I have because I know how attached you are to Mr. Brooks. Mm-hmm. But there were allegations and implications of a threesome.
Yeah.
He involving
Ms. Yearwood.
Brooks, mm-hmm. Ms. Yearwood, mm-hmm. and the accuser, whose name has not been that I've seen publicized.
She's a Jane Doe. And I said, that's when I said to my wife, can't you just bang Ms. Yearwood and be happy with it? I said to my wife, he could bang Ms. Yearwood on a pile of money in his living room and just be happy with that.
Take nap. Yep. Everybody gets bored with everything.
That's it. But, you know, and you're right, Biggie. He did cheat when he got together with Ms. Yearwood. But this is different than cheating. This is a crime. Yeah. I mean, he's committed a crime if the allegations are true, which we have no idea because he says it's completely false. But let me tell you, the things she's saying are awful. I mean, it's not just like he grabbed my butt. It was way, way over the line, let me tell you. So, all of that being said, I love Garth Brooks, but I have a hard time with this one. I'm having a very difficult time. We mentioned there's heroes and zeros here today. This is a hurricane edition of that. A dad is getting a lot of accolades. You may have seen a story already. A father traveled on foot from South Carolina to Tennessee to walk his daughter down the aisle, even though hurricane debris was in his way all the way.
How long does it take to walk 17 miles?
In fact, at a good pace,
that's 15 minutes a mile.
It was a 27-mile overnight journey. He hitchhiked a little bit. He got a ride from a cop for a part of the way. It's a two-hour drive from Boiling Springs, what would have been a two-hour drive because of the debris from Boiling Springs, South Carolina to Johnson City, Tennessee, turned into a 27-mile overnight journey for 64-year-old David Jones. But he said, I wasn't going to not walk my daughter down the aisle. And he was able to contact her, and he said, don't worry, I'll be there. He never told her ahead of time, I'm going to have to do this. You know, he just said, I'll be there, no problem at all. No cell phone service, no internet, no nothing. So when he got close, he was able to call her and say, I'm fine.
I can't believe the wedding was able to go on.
I know they had the wedding. Now, the wedding was in Johnson City.
Isn't that Biggie's birthplace?
Yes. You're an East Tennessee boy.
Kingsport.
Oh, sorry. I knew it was close.
It's in the Tri-City area.
You're like Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, I'm claiming it now because Morgan's from there.
The boy from East Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Two boys from
for
East
years,
Tennessee.
Yeah. I tried to, you know, remove it.
No, you denied it forever.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. But now you embrace it. This is the dad who said, there was nothing keeping me away from my daughter on her wedding day.
I said, you have to understand, my daughter's getting married at 11 o'clock this morning, and I'm going to be there to walk her down the aisle. I'd have to climb 6-7 foot tall piles of debris, of old fences and huge trees.
That's so emotionally moving that my dad loves me that much that he would come and go through all of that to get to my wedding.
I was hoping it was an evening wedding. It was 11 a.m.
11 a.m. He walked overnight. He walked from like 7 p.m. the night before, overnight, through the brush. He walked 17 of the 27 miles that it took him. And then somebody else gave him a ride the last 8 miles. Unreal.
I mean, on flat ground,
yeah.
A 15-minute mile is good.
Yeah, that's about right. You've seen The Fugitive.
I've seen The Fugitive.
You know the pace. Yeah. over 4 miles an hour. Nora O'Donnell teared up doing this story last night on the CBS Evening News. At the end of it, she's like, I'm emotional about this.
Mm-hmm.
And with all of us. That's really amazing. Shows the father's love for his daughter. He's like, I'm not letting anything keep me from my daughter's wedding. And I was with Chris Dim. I was surprised the wedding went on. The zero in the hurricane is this guy who camped out in the hurricane in Tampa just to go viral and get clicks on his social media. And at the end of it, he said, and he had, of course, he recorded himself and everything doing this. And by the time it was over,
where was he camped?
In Tampa, out in the woods. And now Tampa got a pretty good storm, I would imagine, right? I mean, I know the mountains.
They got hit, yeah.
They got hit. And he, well, he has video of it here.
This is my last stream. I'll kick last stream. I'm going out with a bang. The water's hitting me. It's flooding. Help! 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 Help!
Now, he did this intentionally. And he says later, worth it. I survived it. And I got more looks at my social media, my TikTok, my Instagram than I ever had before. He's a content creator from Tampa. And he says it was totally worth it. When he heard the hurricane was coming, he's like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to camp out.
In a tent?
In a tent. He put a tent up. And, of course, the tent was just destroyed.
Yeah.
And there he was. And he says, help. You know, he's just playing that up.
Mm-hmm.
But he did stay out in a, what, Category 3, 4 hurricane as it came through and did all this destruction. I didn't like it. I don't like that kind of move, you know, just to get clicks on social media.
There's there's an ad I saw. I think it might be during the baseball playoffs. Mm. I can't remember where I saw it, but I've seen it a bunch in the last 3-4 days.
Mm.
And it's for Miami Wine. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Miami is a very popular brand of wine.
Yes.
And I think it's from California. And available at Target.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a friendly, accessible price point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a party's happening at a really nice, posh-looking house, kind of overlooking some mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know where.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a crowded party, but one man and one woman, they look like they're a couple. And he kind of grabs a bottle of Miami and two wine glasses, and he looks at her wordlessly across the crowded room in the party and just kind of motions toward the patio.
Yeah.
So they go outside, and they pour a glass of Miami, and they're enjoying the wine, looking off into what appears to be the sunset. As a thunderstorm rolls in, you can see lightning flashing, and she puts her head on his shoulders like, get the hell inside.
You go inside. Like this guy.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing outside?
That wine's not that good.
I have seen that. That must be during the baseball playoffs.
It's got to be.
That.
Get your ass inside. That's a thunderstorm.
What you say and what you want to say to this man is, I mean, if this guy, I don't ever wish injury on anybody, but if a tree falls on this guy, it's like, what are you doing? You know, this is a hurricane coming. You want to get social media clicks, so you go out in it. I know.
Well, yeah, but then you would tisk-tisk and say, you got what he deserved.
Yeah. I know, but I can't wish injury. I can never.
Yeah.
But it's terrible. Sometimes, I mean, this guy here.
He's a dumbass.
What's Biggie's word? Audacity. That's real audacity.
I see more and more of it every single day.
And if any resource had to be used to rescue this guy, I'd be very upset by that, too. But
you know what I want then?
You want him to have to pay.
And jail.
And go to stupid jail.
Mm-hmm.
But he got away with it because he didn't get hurt.
I really feel like, no matter who wins the presidency, I really want to get to them and introduce stupid jail.
Maybe you could be in a cabinet-level position.
Yeah.
Well, one of them may be in real jail. Maybe.
Unless he wins.
Yeah. And then another people may be in jail.
Yeah, then you're stupid jail versus
but
real jail.
But I really
jail.
Feel like stupid. I feel like stupid jail's a thing.
That was a great idea you had. This is a couple of years ago. When somebody goes out without a cell phone, doesn't tell anybody where they are, and is stuck on a mountain, and you have to spend $1,000 rescuing them, you go to stupid jail for 6 months. You know, you get that.
Yeah. I don't want to throw you in with the murderers.
Right.
But I feel like you should go away and understand.
With the stupids.
With the stupids. Yeah. Now, you can go down with the stupids. Mm-hmm. You can't go to real jail.
There'd be a lot of quote-unquote influencers in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, here's the hero. Another hero, not hurricane-related. And this guy would never be in stupid jail. He went out. He's a teenager, 18 years old, driving his car. And the car, must be absolutely terrifying. His car, the accelerator became stuck down and there was nothing he could do. He was putting on the brakes and there was nothing he could do. 18 years old, Sam Dulcher in Minnesota. He was driving into Minnesota from North Dakota on Tuesday, 2 weeks ago, in a 2022 Honda Pilot. And it would not stop accelerating. It kept getting faster and faster. He describes it this way.
Yes, run into the back of his car.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the rescue. This is the teen and how he described it.
Hey, this thing is accelerating. My foot is not on the gas.
It got up to... That's the teen.
You could hear the panic in his voice.
He sounds like every teen now. No, and you're right. There's no... Teens now don't have any inflection.
Hey, this thing is accelerating. My foot is not on the gas.
I think I'm doing like 100.
He got up to 118. The state trooper had to get in front of his car.
Yes, run into the back of his car.
I don't think I did anything special. Really, I think what it comes down to is I just had the fastest car and was able to get in front of him.
And they told the teen.
Hey, this thing is accelerating. My foot is not on the gas.
He's petrified.
Yeah.
Petrified.